Welcome everyone to our blessing on Sunday. With the love of Christ, the glory of God, and the sweetness of the Holy Spirit that works together in and through us to restore our wholeness. Inside our wholeness, everything is made fine. It's made all right again. I'm going to take one brief moment here to just announce that, let me get that email back, just to announce our new phone number. We have, and I'm doing that not because you didn't find it. Of course, you found it. But some people who didn't find it will go in and listen to the recording because they're going to want to find out, well, did it happen? And why wasn't I able to get in? So I've got it in my contacts, so that'll do it for me. Okay, everybody, the new number is area code 267-807-9601. Okay, so for those of you checking in to find out why you couldn't get in, that's the reason. Take the old number out of your contacts and put the new one in. And everybody who's here, let your friends know, because, we all work together to keep our community together. And for everybody who's here, welcome. We're going to have a great time today. We're moving past the high point of summer, and I think it's cooling down a little bit some places. But we have, I personally have a special blessing request to make for the possible recipients of the hurricane coming into the Gulf Coast. I believe it's Hurricane Ida. And she's moving in very fast, going to probably hit central Louisiana. And believe me, I know what that's like. I went through that 4 years ago. And my heart is for those people. And my love is for the storm that it could find energy to do something else with its existence. I took a moment to study about hurricanes. There was a very informative article, and I'm not taking you down a rabbit trail. You'll really like what I'm bringing to you. There was a very informative article about them that actually revealed they're almost like a life form. They only can occur when the waters of the Gulf or the Atlantic heat up to, I've forgotten what the degree is. I think it's got to heat up to something in the 80s. I think a minimum of 82 degrees or 87, and down at 100 feet that temperature. That's a remarkable thing for it to be that warm at a deep level. Well, the reason is it feeds on that heat, and that heat, it draws up and uses the heat to spin out. But it can only occur if the upper levels of the stratosphere are very calm and very peaceful and will produce a receiving point for all that energy. And that peaceful area becomes the eye of the storm. And when I was reading that, I thought, oh my gosh, that's like anything else in life. It goes to the feeding ground. And it can only exist if it has a peaceful center. And then I thought about us. Well, what's so different about us? We have to go to the feeding ground. In other words, where there's employment or social support or safety, community, all the things that we draw energy from. But it's kind of pointless to draw the energy if there's no place to put it, a place of peace around which the energy centers. And so I thought, holy moly, that's like every form of life. that hurricane is a giant form of life. No wonder Yeshua said it can be controlled with love. Every form of life can be. So I'm going to pour a lot of love into that hurricane so that it doesn't draw up power from the deep waters, because it's pulling up water from the... See, I didn't know this with Harvey. I would have known what to do then. I was throwing love into the stratosphere. Well, that's the part of the storm that doesn't need any more love. It's already peaceful. It's down at the bottom of the Gulf, down 100, 200 feet. That's where the love needs to be poured, so it can feed off our love. And then it's going to say, oh, well, gee, I've got all this love to draw on. I don't need this heat. But without heat, it'll stop spinning. Or at least it'll slow down. So let's try that. Let's be inventors of a new protocol, as well as students applying what we were taught by Yeshua. And, you know, it just might not come on shore. So let's give it a try. Let's see what we can do. Put a lot, and we're going to put that love way down in the waters. Where, see, that's why hurricane season begins in the northern hemisphere. They have typhoons in the other parts of the world, but here we have hurricanes mostly in the Gulf and the Western Atlantic. And the reason for that, and they come off the shore of Africa. The reason for that is because by August, the heat is no longer superficial on the water. It's had a time to penetrate very deeply into the water and produce enough fuel to actually run the turbine engine of the hurricane. And so once it has enough fuel, it starts crossing the Atlantic. And it's not in a hurricane form at that point. It's just a storm. And then it gets into Western Atlantic and the Caribbean, which is even warmer. And that's where it starts accelerating. And if it moves across the Caribbean into the Gulf, then it's like it moved into an oven of hot water. And that's the turbine that gets it hyper-accelerating. So it was very interesting to learn about this, almost like the birth of a life form. And it just really brought my attention onto the fact that every part of our earth, the water, the atmosphere, the trees, the land, and of course the animals and all of the vegetation, it's all alive. And it all follows the patterns of life. What we need to learn is where to flow our love in order to feed what's needed so that the life forms on earth can prosper and grow in an appropriate, synergistic, and complementary way that supports all of life, instead of having a devastating effect on some part of life. You know, after I learned that about the hurricane, I was recalling when I lived in Sedona, and we were seriously concerned about the fires coming into the canyon, Oak Creek Canyon. I mean, they were coming right down through the canyon, threatening Sedona. And I was reading about where the fire draws its fuel. It was pretty much the same thing. It's got to have a load of oxygen at the top, and it's got to have an accelerator at the bottom. And the two together then work synergistically like a bellows pumping that fire and then moving it right through the canyon. Well, that's the way life works. And then I began to think about problems we have, humans, with our diseases. We've got, you know, for a disease to really take hold, there's got to be some kind of fuel that accelerates the anomaly, the thing that's wrong, the thing that's not right. It's gone off from the original template of perfect health. But it's got to have some fuel that accelerates it. Because whether it's liver disease or arthritis or cancer or heart disease, it's got to have an accelerator. Because actually, almost everything that has the potential to take our lives later on in life exists in minute amounts when we're young. But there are no accelerators for it. None. Why? Because as youth, we live in an innocent world, innocent perception. We are close to the earth. We're close to mom. We're close to correct and appropriate diet and activity. And, of course, our bodies are freshly, brand new made. And so it's really, really hard to throw a child off center. It can and does happen. But even then with children, we need to look for what is that accelerator? Pour love into it. You know, and we tend to do the opposite. A disease starts to take over and we hate it. We start hating the disease. And we pray up into the perfection of the person. In other words, we pray to the soul. We hate the disease. Baby, we got it backwards. I learned the hard way. Studying, I went back through and studied everything that moved Harvey toward land in 2017. And I was praying up to the stratosphere thinking, we'll connect this hurricane to God. Well, Harvey didn't need more love up there. Harvey couldn't have existed without peace at the upper levels. And I never thought to pray love down into the ocean. Never occurred to me. Well, Yeshua has told me many times, love the disease, it will go away. Love the insects. And I think, oh no, I am not going to love fire ants. And he said, well, give it a try. Give it a try. And I did. And it didn't happen quite the way I expected. What I did is I taught the fire ants where to go to prosper better. I said, you know, there's nothing for you here. Let's take you over there. And I really, really worked on depleting soil where they lived, not with insecticides, just drying it out and with minerals that depleted it. So there was nothing for them there, and directed them to where they could live. So almost, I'm sure, for me as a human, I can say almost anything can be managed with love. For God, everything can be managed with love because he created it that way. He knows the template. Well, that's my presentation for the day, and I was giving everyone a chance to show up. Looks like we've got a full house. So I'm so happy that you read the email and found us. I'm going to start taking some calls now. Jerome, you are on.
Wow, Glenda, blessings on you and everything. Thank you. Hello.
You're welcome.
And blessings on everything you're doing and blessings on everything for yourself, too. And it's nice up in here in Minnesota. It's 73 degrees and it's sunny, and but life has
Ooh.
All these for us.
Ideal temperature. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, 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 yes. But you're ideal, too. And thank you for everything. And my blessings with all my family, because we've had a great couple of days together, too. So all the very
That's
best.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
<Thank you. laughs>
Okay. And I know that most people in our country are looking, making their plans and looking forward to next weekend, which is the Labor Day weekend. So plan well and travel safely and plan to have a wonderful reunion with your home family.
Yeah.
And, I know
great.
That you will.
All
because
right. Thank
as
you.
As we give love to one another, we become, we become
okay,
better.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. June, I'm opening your line.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for your wonderful perceptions. I just wanted to find out, when we dial in, it lets us know that the number will change on September 15th. I just didn't know if it was confusing to everybody thinking that they had to use the new number today.
Oh, no, I used the new number today. And I was I was clearly told it has been changed. So probably what they're doing, I think that would be a great courtesy, and I'm so glad they do, is they're accepting both numbers until September. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, and that's probably why everybody got in. Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you for letting me know, June. And I'm glad to know we have a courteous company here.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. And blessings to you on everything you're going through. Okay, we have a caller from U.S. Cellular, but I don't know who you are.
Yeah, hi, Glenda. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Oh, wow, that's great. This is Adami in Mount Shasta.
Oh, hi. Great
to
hear from you.
Well, it's great to be on the call. Well, great to hear your voice. I was on last week as well. Your many messages prompted me to finally get back on the call.
Great.
Hey, I've been going through some pretty serious psychic attacks, demonic attacks lately. I do carry a lot of light and I attract these things. And last week I had two or three, I'm not sure about the third one, really strong demonic attacks. And I'm really just...
There's a lot of them going on, so don't feel uniquely targeted. And Yeshua was targeted, so you can feel in good company. He had a number of demonic attacks.
I don't feel that I'm especially targeted. And I know that a lot of other people are going through it right now because
they are. And for those who listen in and have had something happen, I'll give you the same words Yeshua. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan," which means he took his attention off of it. You know, demonic attacks are kind of like what I was talking about with the hurricane. They have no energy of their own. They have to garner energy from from the ones they attack. And the reason they attack is they're looking for energy. So just don't give it to them. Put your attention on something else. Go about your business and know that they're going to die off and starve.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good.
And you don't have to fix them. You don't have to fix them either. Really.
You can't fix darkness.
You can't. See, that's it. A lot of the times we think, well, if we just put light into the darkness, we will fix it. But darkness is an infinity that is its own field and has already denied light, or it couldn't exist. So don't try to fix it. That's a mistake so many people make. And this is a mistake so many people make with illnesses. They keep their attention on the illness. They think, well, if I just keep my attention on it, I'll find a way to fix it. But what the illness is doing is it's drawing energy from you to accelerate itself. You've got to learn how to get help, appropriate, qualified assistance, and then take your energy off of it completely. Take your attention off of it totally. And that's where faith comes in. This is why we generally cannot fix ourselves. We need, most of the time, we actually need help. Qualified medical or therapy assistance from a second or third or fourth person. Or we can just go for a walk in the woods or swim in the ocean or allow energy from the universe to come in and supply us with the energy we need. But you, when you have any kind of ailment, you have to take your attention off of it. And this is the way Yeshua worked. He would first, before he healed anyone, he would first ask permission to heal. And he would get the recipient's attention on him, off of the illness. Attention went on him so that whatever energy they were drawing would be from him. And then he would flow the energy of repair that needed to be done. And then he would seal it with the words, "Your faith has made you whole. Now go and don't think about this again." Okay? That's
good.
The doctor's prescription right there.
Whether
it's demonic forces or whether it's a disease or what. One of the worst features that is accelerating the COVID problem is the way the media keeps our attention on it.
That's all by design, of course. All right, Glenda, good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity of speaking. And there's a lot more that could be said about that. And I'm not here to tell you what you should do in relation to COVID. Make your best decision, and then get your attention off of it. Don't feed it.
COVID is a no thing to me. It's nothing.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you well enough. Can you speak up?
Yeah, COVID is a no thing to me. It's nothing to me.
Good.
It never
Keep
has
it that
been.
Way.
Well, it never has been anything. I've never taken it seriously ever.
Good. You know, we have a little church in Nigeria, and I have asked them if they've had any cases of COVID over there. And here's their answer. They say, well, you know, people get the flu just like every year, but sometimes they're trying to call it COVID, but we all think it's a joke.
Yeah, that's exactly the truth. Exactly the truth. I couldn't agree more.
I mean, they're just not buying into it. And we're not taking vaccines for a joke. We're not, and we know that they're just lying about what they interpret as COVID because it's just flu. And people die from the flu every year. And that's their answer.
They had a patent for the COVID vaccine like something like 1996. Way before the disease that they was released. You know?
Wow.
It's all been planned. It's been a pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing is
It has been. I could spend hours on this, but that's not what we're gathered here to do. The important thing about it is still put your attention on it, because anything you don't want is something you do not want to accelerate. Whether
exactly.
It's a storm, a virus fire, just a common cold, or a bad situation at work, don't put your attention on it. Don't accelerate it. Okay?
Good point. Thank you.
And that's why at the end of the blessing call, and the blessing delivery, I tell you to go and lie down and don't think. Don't say one single word. Don't even pray. Don't put your attention on it. Okay?
God bless you.
Now
some
you understand.
More,
okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, my friend. All right.
Bye-bye,
all right, we have someone from Oakville, Ontario. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Leah. How are you?
I'm doing great, Leah. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm from Oakville.
yeah.
I've been meaning to, join in with your service. And you had quite an interesting caller with regards to the attacks. And the weird thing is that I've started to do entity clearing.
Wow.
Yeah, using stones and crystals because I do Reiki.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Reiki master. So it was
uh-huh.
just something that I added to my services. So it was kind of strange that you had a caller that was having these issues.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it really, really worked. There's always a reason why things happen and why there's attacks, and a lot of the times it's psychological, or it could be
mm-hmm.
someone, thinking bad thoughts about the person and sending these energies to them. So
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm finding out. Yeah,
that's certainly true. And sometimes it could just be a random occurrence looking for a place to lodge. And
yeah.
if we don't give it a lodging, it goes on somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. So I just thought I'd to let you know that I'm now doing this.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I tell you what, send me your contact information, and if I have someone who's interested in knowing about you, I'll let them know.
Sure. It's really easy. It's soulsjourneyintohealing.com. That's my website.
Soul's Journey. Entity Healing.
Healing.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have your contact information, and if anybody is interested and you don't have a pen with you, just play the recording back, okay? All of our calls are posted after the call, later on Sunday afternoon. And some people listen to them over and over again because actually the energy of the blessing gets captured. It actually does. It's strange, but it actually is energy. And by the grace of God, it imprints. So let's move on. And it's so nice to talk with you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to speak with you, too. And,
did you want to specifically ask for a blessing?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you wish to specifically ask for a blessing?
Oh, yeah, we can definitely, we all need it, right? So, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I'd love to.
Okay, well, everyone will receive a blessing, whether you ask for it or not. The only reason, the real reason to ask for it is because it reinforces your focus on it and our sharing of that focus with you. But the blessing mm-hmm. will find you no matter what.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Well, Chris, I see you made it online. We've been missing you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. In May, I had to change phones and phone numbers because I was having a lot of security issues, and I couldn't get into the other number. I am so elated. When I read the email last night, it was like, oh my gosh, my prayers have been answered, because I've just felt so bad, because I think Yeshua knows, so he helped.
I'm
so
sure
bad
he gave
you
the blessing anyway.
Yeah. Oh, he did. But it's still so good to be here in person, and I'm just so thankful that you changed the number, because I called and I got right in. I didn't get extra charges, and it's awesome. So I'm very, very happy.
Oh, that's great. Well, they fixed the extra charges, so we don't need two numbers now. One will do it, and we are good to go. And welcome back. I definitely missed you.
Oh, I've missed being here. This was, I've been here for so many years, and to have, I just thought
I know.
Cut off.
And well,
it was,
I know.
It was not a good feeling.
Well, do you have a specific? Okay, you know, sometimes gratitude is the best request you can make for another blessing, because the attention we put on the blessings we received bring future blessings to us. So,
and
that's also an accelerating force.
Big proponent of appreciation. I do rampages of appreciation from the time I wake up in the morning until I go to bed. It's just like, oh, isn't, you know, I just love this. And, you know, I just make a list and I go through it. And, starting in the morning and for the sunrise and for the earth being spinning on its axis and the beautiful clouds, and I go through my health and every other thing, just appreciating everything. And appreciation, when you appreciate, you can't have a negative thought. So it, I just try to do that all day long. And it's
And it works. Yeah.
It works. Cause the more you appreciate, the more you get back. So.
Absolutely.
It's really, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, my dear, we're going to open the line to a few more people. And God bless you for getting back.
Could I ask you for a quick blessing? I'm graduating from Transform Coaching. I've been taking a course since February, and I will be a Transform Coach. And I'm already an EFT energy specialist, but I'm going to kind of combine the two. But I learned a lot, and I'm just really excited about going into this field and helping people to transform their lives. So if you could give me a blessing and a send-off, I'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I would love, and I would love to know more about the course you taught, you took. Maybe drop me a line sometime. Okay.
Yeah, I will. It was something that I was really surprised about. A lot of it I already knew, but it included the law of attraction and all kinds of stuff. So that was right up my alley, and I was just, I had coaching sisters all over the world, and actually two in Africa, and we get to talk on Zoom all the time, and so it was a really wonderful experience.
That's great. Okay. Well, God bless you, and so much love for you and your work. I'm I'm going to open the line to Linda. Hello, Linda. How are things down under?
Oh, good morning, Glenda, and hello, everybody. Yes, we are finally into another lockdown. We haven't had many down under. We're just having a third one as the newest strain has visited our shores. So, you know, obviously blessings all around the world for the continued, I guess, healing and, you know, conclusion of what's happening and supporting all the workers and health workers and everybody who's trying to really assist people at this time. For me, I'm sorry I'm a bit low today. I've had a rather long night. Just blessing calls for my two boys. Firstly, Cameron, my eldest in Colorado, for his continued help in finding the bottom of some health issues that he's having. And for my youngest, who went into hospital last night with some mental issues. So if you could put Rogan onto that list. And just any sort of assistance, and also for me, just some strength and any help I can help through the process or wisdom that I could receive, that would be grateful.
Oh, just relax. Just find your peace. Find your peace and be in that peace. And find something positive to accelerate. Okay?
Yeah, I think it's just especially hard because I can't get to him. They've, you know, put us into lockdown where we can't have any movements. Oh. And he's away from home. And so, thank you. I love you all.
How old is Rogan? How old is he?
He's 27, but he is on the spectrum, and he's been down living in a new city and a new job, and I think a lot of things maybe just have gotten on top of him. So, yeah. Thank you all for your prayers.
You got him. You've
okay,
got him,
God bless. Love
sure.
you, Glenda. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Okay, Sarah. Sweet Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah. And I want to just offer my love and blessing to this community. I'm so grateful to be a part of this such positive, creative, healing, loving energy. Thank you so much, Glenda. And I just want to ask two blessings today. One, one of my best friends, her name is Jody, and it's her birthday, and her mom is dealing with a healing crisis of sorts. So blessings to her mom, whose name is Leslie. So Leslie and Jody. And then I wanted to just ask a blessing for myself. I'm just about to start the semester with my students. I teach at community college, and I just feel like I don't have enough time to get it all done. And it's been a challenge. It's been I feel a lot of stress around that. So I want to just let go of that stress. God gives me so much strength every single day to do what I need to do. And so just trust that and lots of help coming in. Because it's such a mission of mine to serve these amazing students. Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm here always to make sure that love finds its way to you.
Yes.
So be well, Sarah, mm-hmm. and we'll remember your friends in our blessing and you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nancy and Gary, you're on.
Hello, everyone. Hi from Austin. It's Nancy here. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Nancy.
Miss you. Love you all. I just wanted to ask a quick blessing. We have two new grandbabies coming, girls. And I just keep thinking about returning to innocence, and that just keeps reminding me, having these babies come, but I can see the stress of what's going on in the world and just, they're just tired. And I just want a blessing from Yeshua and from all of us, for the unborn and their mommies as they carry them, because their energy and how they hold things really, I think, matters, you know.
When are the babies due?
One in November and one in January or February 1st.
Oh, okay. So there's a ways to go.
Yeah, but I try not to, when I read different things and hear different things, I definitely don't say, oh, that's just the way it is for sure, because each individual has their own connection and their way to deal and heal with stuff. But I do know the state of mommies, sometimes babies.
Uh-huh, you've done that job really well.
Well, I remember with the asset training and Larry, with that one story with the mom, she was having some challenging, remember that one, Glenda?
I'm actually looking at your photograph in the acid house in that course right now. It's on my desk.
I love it.
Your picture. I got out the pictures because I want to send them to the people who were in the class. I'm in a real clean up and pack away mode right now because I have no idea what's going to be happening to my residence. More than likely, I will be moving in the near future. And so this house is way, way, way too big for me. And I've got problems with it that just could break the bank trying to fix it. So I will be moving. It's just a question of when and under what conditions I will be moving. So I figure that a slow pack up that allows me to take inventory of my past is really the most pleasant way to do it, instead of waiting till the last urgent moment. And what came up last night was your picture.
Wow. That's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
I love when stuff like that happens.
So I could tell you. Okay, my dear, well, you're always in my prayers, and your beautiful family. And,
well, thank you for being here every week, and love to everybody.
And before it's all over, there will be great-grandchildren.
I know it. Love you.
Oh, yeah. Love you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, Daniel, I think it's someone else on Daniel's phone. Who
yes.
is it I'm talking to?
Hello, Glenda. This is Jean.
And oh, Jean. Okay.
Yes, yes. I called last week because I was going to have dental work, and I was very anxious about it. And I did have the dental work. The dental work went really well. I was very, very, very anxious at the beginning. I was, like, really over-the-top anxious. And I prayed. I had all of us pray before we started the dental work, and the dental work itself went really, really well. I have more dental work coming up, just like a standard teeth cleaning, which is. I'm not anxious about that. And then on the 8th, I have another, like, 5 or 6 hour session of dental work. And with the positive experience of the actual dental work and requesting more prayers for support and also, you know, requesting prayers for gratitude that it went well and more prayers for it to go well in the future and for me to be much calmer. But, the actual dental work, you know, once we really got going on it, then I relaxed into it. So.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, prayers of gratitude, please, and then requesting additional
calmness. I knew it was
going to
go fine for you, really.
Yeah.
I knew
it
was going to be fine. I could look ahead in your future. So just relax. And, you know, it's just one of those mountains you got to climb. But you're not going to slide down. You're not going to fall down. You're not going to even bump your knee. You just, it's just a mountain you have to climb.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of us have mountains to climb. So
yes.
If we treat it like that, then it's an adventure.
Well, okay, great.
Okay.
Great.
And I'm so glad to hear the report.
Yes.
I'm taking a call from Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody in the community. Just want to say that I was reading my local newspaper, and something really touched my heart. It was about a Newfoundland dog, a big furry dog named Samson, who went to a local whose parents took him to a local pet groomer, and he got overheated, and he wound up dying. So I just want to put lots of prayers. Jennifer Laddie is the name of this person who owns him, and his name was Samson. And he's, my God,
aww.
I just took a look, a picture of this animal, the most beautiful dog. He was only 5 years old. And it just went right through me. So
how in the world could that happen?
I don't know. But you know, another thing, I went, oh, my God, I'm reading this, and I'm absorbing all of it. I said, well, let's see how we can pass on some of that energy and love, turn it into something beautiful. I know the dog is fine. I said, yeah, the dog is fine, but his parents aren't, you know.
Yeah,
and I said, this is true. Let's put a lot of light around Jennifer Laddie and her husband. I don't know them, but I don't need to know them. I'm sure I do on many levels. So, yeah, I just want to do that.
What a sweet thing. Thank you so much, Susan.
Oh, yeah,
for just
please.
Bringing in just a sweet charitable request. I love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I love you guys, all of you, Glenda and everybody else. I got
yeah.
your number.
And
so
we love you, too. We love when you come and join us. Okay.
You.
Well, we do need to move on because, you know, people join in order to receive the blessing.
Yep.
So I'm going to open the line to Stormy so you can give us the benediction. Stormy, you've pretty much become my buddy on this call. You know, I open and you close.
Yes, Glenda. And last week, it ran late, so I didn't say anything. But I noticed that y'all had built up the energy so beautifully that I didn't need to be there to bring that angelic realm that comes there. But last week, y'all, I had been praying for a day when I didn't need to be. I didn't need to show up, and it was there.
Well, we knocked it out of the park last week.
But we blessed. I had this blessing this morning that I wrote down. I talked with Mara a couple of days ago for quite a while, and she asked me if I'm writing this stuff down, and so I started writing this stuff down more often. But the blessing is, and I call it Stormy's blessing. That of the world that comes through me is not me. That of the world that comes through me, I bless thee. That of the world that comes through me, bless me, bless me. Stormy's blessing.
That's really quite profound, Stormy. Because the result of that is exactly the culmination of our experience in living, to be in the world, but not of the world. And before it's all over, for the world to have actually reflected back upon our perfection as a soul, allowing the world itself to progress without judgment. It's really a gorgeous summary of, so thank you. I'll remember that.
I tried to leave a message on your phone.
I got
about
it.
That.
I got it.
Yeah.
And I saved it. I thought it was wonderful. So,
and you were talking about the storms. You were talking about the storms. My nickname is Stormy because I was born
in
a thunderstorm that shook the whole hospital here in Deep East Texas. But my mother was in the eye of the storm, and it is a gift that I gave her when I was born. That out of four boys, I was born naturally, and she bore no pain with me. And I remember every moment of it.
Oh, wow. That's great. Stormy, you are truly a gift giver. And I thank you for all of the gifts you've given, the gifts of love, illumination, redirection, and upliftment to all of us in all the days you've shared and contributed to our calls, and I deeply appreciate you. You are not just a friend now, but you're actually one of my most ancient friends in this work. I think we met about 1993 or something like that.
Oh, yes. It was interesting about the music that I composed was so similar to the music that you heard. And how God arranged that between you and I that we could become friends.
Yep.
I wrote the music,
yes,
you heard
right.
the music, but it all is part of God's orchestration, the way he does.
That's true. It's all been a great blessing. But let's see, I think it was 93, which would be in 2 years, 30 years we've known each other.
Wow. You make me old.
I make you old. I make me old. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but it's a beautiful, beautiful, well.
You know, there's no, only, you know, I just want to mention something. We have a lot of people on this call that are over 40, And they're probably wondering, well, what next? You know, I haven't had it so easy the first 40. What about the back 40, or longer? Well, I just want to tell you guys that there's no such thing as age to the soul. And when the soul is in charge of your life, the chronological passage of time is almost insignificant. You just have to watch your diet, watch your habits, think positive, do positive, be the love that you are, and laugh a lot, smile a lot, love a lot, give a lot, and it actually gets better with every year. So the back 40 is actually better than the front 40 if you follow the instructions I just gave you. Okay, so that's my closing message to you, and thank you, Stormy, for walking.
I also wanted to mention, Glenda, it is after 40 when your halo starts to loosen up, because sometimes early in life, that halo's just too tight.
Yeah, well, actually, not really. Little kids have an aura around them that's about 40 wide. Yeah, and then that aura starts to shrink into a halo during their childhood, and then that halo almost goes away and is replaced with horns during the teenage years. And then,
well, that's a good healing modality for me. When if people ask me for a healing, I'll say, "Well, first off, I'm just going to loosen up your halo because it's just a little too tight."
There you go.
And loosen up, relax. Loosen up, relax. Or if their halo's fallen, I'll just pick it up and put it back on their head.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Bye-bye.
Humor to it.
Yeah.
I love it when humor and truth come together. Do you know there's a whole sect of Buddhism that is devoted to the Laughing Buddha, and it's all about the power of humor and joy and laughter to connect with truth and bring and download truth into the planet. I think that's an awesome concept. And it actually does work. So, Stormy, you and I we always have great conversations, but we've got to get back to our beautiful community, and we've got to get into our blessing today. Okay?
Thank you.
So,
bye.
Thank you, Stormy. I'm going to put us on a okay, we're on a mode now where only I can be heard, so we keep the background noise down. Maybe, though, that wasn't such a good idea. I think there's more background noise now and nothing around me. Let me check. No, there are a few that did not get muted. Let me go through here and get everybody muted who needs to be muted. Just take a minute. I'll get the job done. Everybody but me. Okay, because we got to get that background noise down. It could be an irritant during the blessing. We want only quiet and peace. I don't know why that didn't work. It usually works perfectly when I just go into a lecture mode. Maybe they've also done some changes in the structure of the meeting. Okay. It'll only take me maybe another 30 seconds. So in the meantime, just relax. Be relaxed. Lean back in your chair or your bed. If you're where there's not anything you really have to do. I'll tell you what the ideal position is if you can do it, and that is to be sitting in a comfortable chair so that your feet can touch the earth and your head can be pointed toward the heavens. Okay, that would be if there's an ideal way to do it, then that would be it. So just now all you need to do is take some deep cleansing breaths so that you can push out everything you breathed in while we were talking about various things going on in the world and things that we wanted to bless or deal with or about anything that might have been stressful for you, even to think about your own needs. So let's just take some more deep breaths. Put your hands on your tummy and feel it expand. And as your lungs expand, something really, really good to do is allow that expansion to massage your heart. Just think of it. How could you actually get inside your body to massage your heart? And what organ needs a massage more than your heart? Another organ really important to your health that needs a good massage and gets it when you take a deep breath is your liver. Your liver does the work of a Clydesdale horse. I mean, it takes care of all the organs of your body. And it doesn't get enough love. Just allow, this is one of the great things about deep therapeutic breathing. Is first of all, you start expanding the capacity of your lungs. And that has a lot to do with longevity. It really, really does. It takes more oxygen into your blood. And the more oxygen your blood has to work with, the more it can cleanse your body, heal your body, and move out the things that don't belong. Okay, that's number one. Number two, by expanding the capacity in your lungs are able to create a therapeutic internal massage for vital organs that never get touched. And that's a really good thing to do. Even your stomach can feel better. Sometimes we get an acid stomach or just an uncomfortable stomach. One of the best things you can do is just take some very deep breaths. It starts to massage your stomach. Just think about it. What do you do if you get a headache? You rub your head. Most people will try that long before they will resort to an aspirin or some other form of pain-relieving medication. You try the natural, most instinctive thing to do is scratch your scalp, sometimes just kind of massage your forehead and your scalp. And what that does is it brings blood up to that area of your head. It's like it just brings positive attention up to where it's needed. And so just try that with your breathing. Just continue. Okay, now other than that, the only other thing you have to do is uncross your arms and legs. Just even uncross your fingers. Don't cross anything because we're going to be conveying energy. And energy needs to flow in a straight line. And it's going to flow from heaven to earth. And then in the earth, it will move from left to right or right to left and flow back up your body. Now, in your heart, it will circle. It will circle and possibly cross over according to the needs of your body, heart, and soul. And then flow on out the top of your head. And it will return from the other side back down through your body, passing through your heart, crossing over in your heart and only in your heart back down to the earth. This will happen a number of times. Depending on you, how you convey energy, how fast you convey it. Some people are lightning fast, so fast, you don't even feel it. It's like speed of light, and it's done. Speed of light back in the other direction, it's done.
That's okay. Others of you will actually feel the energy massaging your body, going through it inch by inch by inch. Now, you can prepare for that by shaking out your arms and legs, and that's a good thing to do. Just shake them out and relax and be in that receiving mode. Anything which for you is a receiving mode is appropriate. And beyond that, there's no other mode to be in, just receiving, okay? And now I'm going to give my prayer of invocation to Yeshua. He's already here. He's always here. But he taught us to ask for the prayers we receive. And why should we ask for what has already been given? Because asking completes the giving. And it sets us up for, in the end, praise and gratitude. It's part of a dialogue. And that dialogue is the essence of communication. So we want to commune with the energy, just like he gave the apostles the sacrament of communion. It wasn't that they weren't already blessed. He wanted to give them something with which they could commune, prepare themselves to receive, and then upon receiving, to accept the blessing with gratitude. It's much like that in the blessing. So we're going to call forth Yeshua, and then once I have completed my invocation to him, you will begin your prayer. And in your prayer, focus upon that which you need. But I would recommend that you focus upon it being done rather than it being the problem. Because whatever you focus on will be accelerated. So, if you need money, don't focus upon your poverty. Focus upon a cup overflowing with money. A bank account with more than you need. More jobs than you could even look for. Focus upon the outcome. All right. Let us begin. Beloved brother, Son of God, who came to invite us into understanding that we too are children of God, that we too were created to be everything you are, as long as we take the steps to receive and understand it and to use it with love and gratitude. We come with that request now to fulfill your promise to us. We accept the gift. We ask to be all that you've promised us we can be. We ask to learn from you. We ask to receive your blessings. And in receiving the blessings, not just the blessing itself, but the learning that comes from it, may we have the full realization that comes with your connection, your living connection with our life, joining us to our Father and leaving us in the company of the Holy Spirit, that we may continue in the days ahead to receive and grow and apply and join into the betterment of life, which was our mission in coming in the first place. We ask that you restore that purpose to all of us, wherever we are, all over the world, to those who are happy and rejoicing, may they give from their splendor hope to all of us. For those that are suffering, may they be relieved from attention on the suffering, that they may enjoin with the blessing and be given the grace and the healing and the answers to their problem from the power of their Heavenly Father. We ask that you be with all of us, and we know that you are. We ask that you be seen
that we may know your presence and feel it, that we may rejoice with you and be glad in knowing that you walk by our side. May we be reminded always to look for you, to touch you, and to feel you touch us back. We ask all of these things in your blessed name. Amen. Now, blessing givers, will you join me in conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of our Heavenly Father. Let us begin, and the receivers, begin your prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest. Just be a blank slate. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Because any words will activate your mind. And your mind is only history. For something new, be blank. Okay. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.